Some Cincinnati neighborhoods are aiming webcams at their streets in an effort to discourage crime. While some complain that smacks of Big Brother, others say it's helping to improve declining neighborhoods. From member station WNKU, Marianne Zalesnik reports.
It's about 10 o'clock in the morning in Cincinnati's Walnut Hills neighborhood. Traffic's light, there are lots of empty parking spaces, and just a few people are walking along the main drag. That's quite a change from just a few months ago, when street corners were crowded with drug dealers doing a drive-up business. Kathy Atkinson, president of the Walnut Hills Area Council, credits the change largely to word of a webcam.
The little round thing on top of the post on top of the building that looks like it could be a street corner nightlight, that's the camera.
Some residents here are using the webcam to try to take back their streets from gangs and drug dealers. They asked a private company to install a couple of test cameras to see if they would make a difference. The camera monitors the area 24 hours a day and posts the video on a website. Unlike old-fashioned stationary cameras, which are pointed at only one location, the webcam can take in four separate street corners. Sean Darks is a co-owner of CityWatcher.com.
Because it has such capabilities of the camera, the zoom, the pan, the tilt, it doesn't have to be actually at the area you're trying to watch. So that camera will zoom all the way down to that building and see crystal clear what's down there.
What we're seeing actually is the block where we had 1,000 calls for service.
Kathy Atkinson is sitting in her office in front of a computer screen taking a look at the street outside.
If we're watching folks and being concerned about some of the activity they're in, we can move the camera around and follow them up the street or down the street or around the corner.
Although some people are uneasy with the camera's reach, Atkinson says it only monitors public right-of-way areas and is never pointed inside buildings or homes. Only community volunteers and police have access to the password-protected website. The video can be watched live or archived for up to 7 days. CVS drugstore manager Mel Williams says he notices a big difference since the camera began operating.
Last summer, I can recall, they had a crab gang at the corner that went on for 3 days. The camera made that go away because we can see the folk and they can see who they are.
While police officers would not go on tape to endorse the webcam idea, they reportedly have relied on it to make arrests. Neighborhood residents here are so pleased with the results that they've asked City Council for money to put up more webcams. Councilmember David Pepper says the city's considering it.
What we have now are people who feel so comfortable standing at the same spot over and over again, and it becomes their territory. And if you keep building the pressure through cameras, you just make it harder to do in the blatant open way we're seeing now.
But not everyone's pleased. A common complaint is that the placement of the webcams are racially motivated because cameras aren't going up in largely white suburbs. Walnut Hills resident Terry, a tall, neatly dressed man in his 30s, won't give his last name, but says he feels his privacy is being invaded.
If they want to make sure everything is secure, then they should have somebody out here walking around instead of just cameras.
While the number of arrests in the area have dropped sharply, the neighborhood still has its problems. Many stores remain gated and locked, even during business hours, and prostitutes still try to drum up business outside the local grocery store. Proponents of webcams aimed at the street believe that could change when more cameras are installed. For NPR News, I'm Marianne Zalesnik.